Good morning, everyone. This is Tisha Verma, Founder Chief Strategist at Branding WebPixels, a visual content and digital marketing company coming live to you from India. If you have just come on to my podcast, then I would like to welcome you to my podcast called School of Marketing for Small and Medium Businesses. I hope you would like my content and I hope you would come back and listen to more episodes. If you are a listener who has been here with me for some time, heard some of a few more episodes of mine, then thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate looking at the stats of all the listens. It really makes me very happy. And I am glad that I'm able to add some value to your life because each of my podcasts is around 20 minutes. So if you're investing your 20 minutes of your valuable time into listening to my podcast rather than doing something else, I really, really feel honored. Thank you so much for believing in me and listening to my podcast. As always, please leave a comment if you want me to cover a specific topic, or please leave a comment if you liked something, if you did not like something, or if you want me to specifically research or talk about a life experience regarding one specific topic that you have in mind. So if you have just come onto my podcast, or even if you are a returning listener, probably you have just listened to the latest episode. But we have been covering a series of topics relating to entrepreneurship because everybody talks about entrepreneurship. Nowadays, even if you have never started a business on your own, even if you have not even done one sale, even if nobody knows about you or your business, you're still qualified to talk about business. So it seems very strange, right? If you have not invented anything in your life, if you actually have not stepped into a lab, you cannot talk about being a scientist. Similarly, if you have never coded anything in your life, if you have never handled an IT project, you cannot talk about IT. But it seems entrepreneurship is the only thing that anybody and their dad can talk about, right? Because all of us at some stage in our lives have done something, probably sold one piece of candy when we were kids. That's it. And then you are eligible to talk about entrepreneurship, about the struggles that you have had, right? That is the kind of format that is being followed nowadays. Because if you go onto the internet, if you go onto YouTube, or if you go onto Instagram, Facebook, or any other social media or digital media out there, the one thing that you find out there are all these motivational videos regarding why you should start up now, why this is the best time to do something on your own, why you should quit that crazy 9-to-5 job because you'll never get anywhere, and why entrepreneurship is, you know, the most, it seems like, whenever I look at these channels, whenever I look at these people talking about entrepreneurship, I feel like it is the most fanciest thing to do, right? Like a fashion fad. For example, people used to wear this bell-bottom pants in 1980s, and then they started wearing the skin tights. So I just feel like even entrepreneurship is becoming a fad. Everybody talks about these companies who have started up with an idea and they have made millions and millions of dollars or rupees. And they also talk about how they got eventually funded, and everything is a rosier picture. But do you know what it means when you say they got funded? Right? Do you know how much hard work what time, what strategy, what blood, sweat and tears went into the process of getting to the stage where your company is eligible to get funded. Do you know that if one company got funded, then there were 99 other companies which did not even make it. And all those entrepreneurs, all those business people who have funded the other 99 companies, they're not in business anymore. Do people even think about all of that? They don't. So that is the reason I started a series called Entrepreneurs Beware, because I wanted to bring all these obvious things, right? I am not saying I'm reinventing the wheel. I'm not saying I am too smart and I just think differently. No, I'm not. I'm just like you, right? But I'm just going, I just want to bring all these things which we so conveniently ignore, because we all of us love to have a good time, right? All of us love to look at the roses, but we don't want to think about the thorns that are come before the roses, right? So that is the reason I started this series. And in the couple of episodes that I have recorded, I have been talking about different topics regarding how to whether entrepreneurship journey is right for you or not. Excuse me. And even if it is right for you, then what do you do? The step-by-step process to how to get things done, right? Because everybody talks about motivation. Everybody talks about stick in there, never give up. All these posters are super, super famous. And I love reading those posters once in a while. They're really nice to look at, right? But does that really serve your purpose when you're actually handling a real lifetime situation? No, you still need to go step by step. You still need to understand what you have to do, right? So as part of this series, we have talked about the four mindsets of successful businesses in our last podcast. If you have not heard of it, I do recommend that you please first hear of it. And then we have also recorded the three places that you can get your paying customers from, the five startup things that you need to do as a startup, right? So please listen to all these podcasts, because I am going in a sequential manner. I would not want you to miss out on the basic steps and just come to the latest episode, right? So please do listen out my previous podcast as well. Now, coming back to this week's topic, firstly, I would like to apologize that I could not record it last week. Every week I record a podcast, but last week has been a bit hectic, because I just wanted to close this year, because there are only a few days left. I wanted to close this year with a few more clients added to my kitty. So I was running around in the market trying to, you know, meet more people, introduce them to my company, talk to them about digital strategy and all of that. And apart from that, this Saturday, I also gave a day-long workshop on digital marketing for startups, right? This was in association with Entrepreneur Zone. If you don't know about them, they're an incubation center. They also educate entrepreneurs on different topics ranging from funding, branding, and they invite speakers like me to talk about varied topics, because we are the subject matter experts. I felt really great being invited by Nandita Sethi, who is one of the founders of TEZ, and I really, really had an amazing session this Saturday. But it was a day-long session, and by the time the session was complete, I was completely exhausted, right? And just I just took some personal time out on Sunday. So I did not record this last week. I'm really sorry about that. But I'm going to record two episodes this week. So my first episode is going to talk about marketing. Now, you have started up. You have done all the things that I have listed in my previous podcast. But then how do you make sure that you have continuity to your business, right? The concept of starting up a business, you know, working so hard. Probably at this point of time, you're still working in a daytime job. So that means you are only doing this part-time. If you listen to my advice, which was yes, you would have to start part-time. Don't jump into it full-time by just quitting your job. There are a few additional things that you would have to do before you quit your day job, which is paying you well, to start up, right? So if you have heard my advice, kudos to you. Thank you so much for listening to it. But if you have heard it, then you must be doing this part-time at this point of time. So that means you are just testing the waters, right? So you have done everything. But now, what is the next thing that you need to make sure that there is continuity to this process? Because trust me, doing something on a part-time basis is very, very difficult. That to having a day-long job, daytime job where you have to go, you still have to perform because you are getting your monthly paycheck from there, and then coming back in the evening and working on your own business idea wherein you cannot invest too much of time because you would still have to sleep, get up the next day and go back to your office. It's like really tough. So to make sure that there is continuity, you would have to look into the concept of marketing. What does marketing actually mean? Marketing is again a loosely used term. Everybody thinks they know marketing, but I like very simple definitions. So it is easy for me to understand, and it is easy for me also to preach, because everybody likes all these five-line definitions, which doesn't make any sense to any of us at the end of the day. They are great to just memorize and write in exams, but they are not great for day-to-day lives. So I have simply broken down marketing definition as marketing is the study and management of exchange relationships. When I came across this definition, something that struck me was, whenever you think about marketing, you feel like, yeah, this is a process through which I can sell, I can get paid customers, I can probably promote my brand, I can probably talk about my PR, like my credentials and all of that. But if you look at this definition says it is the study and management of exchange relationships. So what does it mean when it says study? It simply means that whatever relationships you are going to create. See, there are two different kinds of relationships, right? There are business relationships and there are personal relationships. Personal relationships, I don't have to give you an intro, all of us know. But business relationships, when we talk about business relationships, if you are in a daytime job, then you might be maintaining some relationships with your colleagues, with your seniors, with your top management, etc., etc. But when it comes to business relationships, we generally talk about relationships probably towards your customers, towards your vendors, towards your employees, right? These are the three very important relationships that you have. So when we talk about study, what that means is you, so once you develop a relationship, most of us don't work towards it, right? So once you get a wife, once you get a husband, you don't work towards romancing them anymore. But if you were not married yet, probably you would romance them. You would take them out for some good time, because you still have this question mark in your mind. At the end of the day, will they marry me or not, right? But once we get into a relationship, we are in a safer zone. We don't try to do anything. We don't try to change anything. But that is not what marketing says. Marketing says you still need to study your relationships. When you study something, you can make them better. right? That is the whole concept of studying relationships. And the second thing that marketing talks about is management of exchange relationships. So it is, when I say you have to make them better, that is why you study them. It is also about managing them properly. When we say managing them properly, in personal relationships, what do? You are generally not rude to your family members. No matter what they say, you just smile and take it. Or some of us are rude to our family members because we feel like, okay, I should, recant. I should talk back something. I should stand up for myself and stuff like that. So again, management, there are some ways of managing your personal relationships and there are ways of managing business relationships as well. Because when we talk about managing, people have their own set of expectations, right? They come with their own set of expectations. Your vendor comes with a set of expectations. Your customer expects something more from you. Your employees have more expectations out of you. So how do you manage all of these relationships so everybody is happy? It is a win-win situation for everybody. That is what marketing deals with. Now, when we talk about relationships, what is marketing going to do for you? Marketing is used to create, keep, and satisfy the customer. So if you look at this, we are talking about creating a customer. We're talking about keeping the customer. And we are talking about satisfying the customer. Now, you may think all these three things mean the same, but it is not the same. When you talk about creating the customer, you may say, how do I create my customer? Do I create them out of thin air? It is not like that, right? When you say create the customer, let us talk about an example of smartphones. Before smartphones came into picture, people didn't know that they wanted smartphones or that they could manage their work such efficiently, right, using this technology. So what did smartphones do? Smartphones created a customer segment, right? Now, if you look at the mobile market, there are two segments of people. People who don't use smartphones, who use regular phones, and people who use smartphones. Right? So the mobile phone companies created the segment of smartphones. That is what it means when we say marketing is used to create customers. And then we talk about keeping the customer. What does that mean? Retention, right? If you did your management studies, then you know that retaining a customer is much easier than acquiring a customer. Getting a new customer altogether is 3 times harder than retaining the existing one, right? So that is what it means when it says keeping the customer. And then satisfying the customer. Of course, customer satisfaction is paramount, right? If customer is not satisfied, then why would they want to be with you and buy from you? And why would they want to come back if they have new requirements to you? Using marketing, you can create an integrated system to create a brand. Again, if you are starting on this amazing journey of entrepreneurship, don't look at the short term. Always think about the long term, because tomorrow, we are also going to talk about exit strategy, right? So tomorrow in the long run, when you are planning to exit, these all will add value. There will be nothing. If you don't have a brand, there is nothing that you can sell. You're just, there is nothing tangible that you can sell to the person who's willing to buy the company from you. So create a brand. Right. Think about the long term, even though it might be a little investment on your part regarding creating a brand identity, creating a brand logo, registering the brand as well. But think about the long term and go ahead and create a brand. And marketing can help you there. Building a brand. Now, just creating a brand doesn't mean anything. You would have to build it up. When we say build it up, showcase it out there, whatever you do under the brand name, and then you communicate regarding your brand to your vendors, to your customers, to your employees, because all these people are stakeholders in the brand, right? Your brand identity can either be made better or made worse by these stakeholders. So communicate about your brand. Then brand values. Brand values are what will define a brand. It is not the entrepreneur that defines the brand, but brand values. And if you define brand values, they will give you a direction regarding where your brand should go. And again, think about it this way. So this weekend, that is last Saturday, when I had this session of digital marketing with these startups, I was asking them, do you understand that your brand is different from you, right? So some of the concepts that are there in the market are people, everybody, each of us, I mean, I thought maybe people didn't know about this, but it seems like most of the people know about brand registration. And they think they know everything about branding. But when you ask them specifically, they will tell you, yeah, I know. I have registered my brand. It is a trademark or it is a registration. It is a process, right? You don't have to do much about it. So that is fine. If you think you know about branding just because you registered your brand, that doesn't mean anything. Have you defined the brand values? No. Do you even know what brand values mean? Brand values are a direction that you are giving your brand. Why? Why do you give a direction to your brand? You are there, no, to give directions. You are the entrepreneur. You are the owner. And because you are so smart and you can actually manage so many things, you have become an entrepreneur, right? Trust me, if you cannot manage your time, if you cannot actually give direction to anything, you don't become an entrepreneur. Because you know your shortcomings, right? But we don't create any brand values for our brands because we think, I am there, no? I will create, I will direct my brand. I don't need to define again brand values. But brand values are just not for you. Because all of us, when we become entrepreneurs, we are super busy. We have multiple things to do. And out of those multiple things, probably we take some time out as well because we are tired most of the times. So creating brand values will give direction to where you want your brand to go, right? It will talk, it will also talk to customers because when you have set of brand values, you can share it with your customers, you can share it with your vendors, you can share it with your employees. And you can tell them, these are what I am going to stick by. And if you think I am going in a tangent direction from these specific brand values, then please tell me so that you can course correct that direction, right? So create brand values. It will really, really help you. Promote unique selling propositions. All of us have heard this is the most commonly used term, which is USP or unique selling proposition. And we are like, I mean, any kid, right? Any kid who has grown up in this 21st century will tell you what an USP is. But do they really understand what an USP is for their brand? Maybe not. Because whenever I say USP, everybody's faces light up. They're like, she doesn't have to tell me what a USP is about. I know USP means unique selling proposition. That is wonderful. But that is just the full form of a short form, right? Do you even know what is the definition of a USP? Do you know how to create an USP? Right? And do you know what is the USP of your brand? Right? So, I am not sure if people actually do. Because they just know the full form of USP. For example, for my company, Branding My Pixels, right? My USP is digital marketing services. Is that correct? No. They are my services. Digital marketing is the services that I offer under my brand, Branding My Pixels. But they are not my USPs. Tomorrow, if I add another service, then will my USP change? Right? My USP should be what I can, what is the most unique thing that I do? Right? What is the process? See, it could be a process as well. It just doesn't have to be one characteristic of the business. Right? So I say my USP is, I have two USPs. Number one, we are a digital marketing company. There are a few in India who have their own visual content team in-house. Because many of the, 99% of the digital marketing companies, they don't have visual content teams. And I am proud of that fact, because visual content is going to be the most important thing. It is already a most important thing. Original content is very much important. If you also follow other influencers or digital marketing or, marketing experts, I wouldn't call him digital marketing expert, but I would love to definitely call him a marketing expert, because he is the smartest guy that I have heard on YouTube, which is Gary Vaynerchuk, right? If you have not checked him out, please do check him out. He's an amazing guy with lots of energy. He's an inspiration for me as well. If you look at Gary Vaynerchuk, all he does is he keeps traveling day in and day out, and he keeps creating content. Now, I was also surprised regarding how is this guy able to create so much content, right? Okay, I have also started going and doing workshops. I have a podcast. I have a blog, which I actively update every week. But the kind of amazing content that he's creating, I'm not able to create that. And the reason that he's able to create it and I'm not able to create it, is because he has a full-time video guy that follows him across all these sessions that he goes to and gives the talk, and they create bite-sized content out of this huge 1 hour session or 1 hour talk, and then they have all these little bits and pieces of content that they can use on multiple platforms like Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, etc. And he's also very active on Snapchat, right? So the only difference between him and me is he has a full-time video guy who follows him everywhere that he goes. So they immediately edit, cut it out, and put it out there. That is the reason I'm telling you visual content is going to be huge in the coming years, because we already understand Instagram is the most influential platform out there for brands, and influencer marketing is what is going to be the next most important marketing parameter that is going to let you know whether your brand will be successful or not. But how does influencer marketing work, right? Influencer marketing works through creation of content only, because they create original content, right? So original content, how do you create it? If you don't have a visual content team, then it is not possible. So that is the reason I say my USP is we have an in-house visual content team, which 99% of the digital marketing companies don't have. That is one of my USPs. The second USP that is as important as the first USP is the process that we follow before we create a digital strategy. So digital marketing companies talk about their services and they try to sell piecemeal services depending on the client. But we try to sell a digital strategy to our client. First, we try to understand their business models, their pain points, their customers as well. Because until and unless you know where their customers are coming from, you cannot create an effective digital strategy, right? So that is what we believe in. And we create a coherent digital strategy, and depending on that, we give them these services. We suggest the services, because at the end of the day, services are what are going to make your strategy come alive, right? But we first create the strategy. What does that mean? Sometimes, so if you go to a digital marketing company, they will tell you, these are the services, you tell us what you want. Most of the times, the customer is not aware regarding what services they want. And if that is the case, these companies just push all services to you. I have seen companies who have created Twitter accounts, LinkedIn accounts for e-commerce companies, for fashion companies. And I'm like, why? Why do you need all these accounts? Just for the sake of being on social media, they just create it. They don't maintain it for the brand anymore. And the brand owners are also not aware. They don't need these platforms. If you are in e-commerce, if you are in fashion, the most important networks that you have to be on are Facebook and Instagram. Don't even try to create anything on LinkedIn. Don't try to, you know, just create a brand presence for the sake of it. Because every platform is different. The content that you have to use on each platform is different. But how many people actually know about this? They just think, okay, how many platforms do we have? We have 4 or 5 platforms. Let's go ahead and create something on these platforms, which doesn't make any sense. So when you get into this journey of entrepreneurship, please think about your unique selling propositions. It can be a process, but if it is a single line, it is easy to communicate. Okay, and then marketing also helps you create emotional connect with the customer. Why is emotional connect important? Because at the end of the day, though you might think I'm a very professional person, I keep my business away from my life, right? I have professional relationships, I have personal relationships. You need to understand that at the end of the day, you are selling to a human being. You may be selling to a company, you may be into B2B business, but you are selling to a human being. You're not selling to the board. You're not selling to the unnamed faces, right? Even board members are human beings. If they like you, they will buy from you. If they don't like you, they will not buy from you. So make your brand personable. Talk about your personal experiences. But also, when you talk about your personal experiences, don't tell them sob stories, right? Nobody likes to listen to them. Talk about your struggle, but make it compact. Don't tell them your whole life story. Okay, don't tell them about your ex-boyfriend. Don't tell them probably about your abusive parents. Or don't tell them stories that are not going to help you in any way to connect with them. Don't try to gain sympathy out of telling stories, right? Just tell them stories that have influenced you, that have actually inspired you, so they know what sort of person you are. Don't tell them stories just expecting that, okay, if this person sympathizes with me, probably he'll give me his business. Nobody does that. Only if they respect you, they'll give you their business. Or if they think you are an expert in that field, then they will give you the business. Otherwise, just by sympathy, they will not give you. Even if they give you, they will not respect you. So be cognizant of what you're going to talk about, but create an emotional connect. Don't just sell, right? There is a saying again in marketing which says, nobody likes to be sold, but everybody loves to buy, right? So if you look at the words, it says, likes to be sold, loves to buy, right? So if they think this is a decision that buying your product or service is coming from their own side, that is their own brain, then they will love to go ahead with you. But if they think you are pushing them too hard, if you're trying to sell them too hard, they will never buy from you. So that is the concept of marketing. I hope you have understood this week's episode of what marketing means. We will talk more in the coming episodes regarding what marketing means and the different marketing concepts. And we will be covering an interesting concept called as buyer persona in our next week's podcast. Okay, I hope you have liked this episode. I am Assuming you would be there for my next episodes as well. This is Sirisha Varma, founder, chief strategist at Branding by Pixels, a visual content and digital marketing company. We also have an active blog wherein we update regarding one business topic every week on Monday. Please go ahead and check it out at www.brandingbypixels.com/blog/ that is www.brandingbypixels.com/blog/. Also, I record one podcast every week, so please do subscribe to my podcast channel. If you want me to cover any specific topic, or if you want a consultation for your business regarding your digital marketing strategy, please drop me an email at sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. That is sirisha@brandingbypixels.com. This is December, so the next time that we meet probably will be in the new year. I'm actually looking forward to the new year. I have a small exercise that I still need to do because it has been an year and 2 months since I quit my full-time job. I'm a 3-year-old digital marketing company, but I did digital marketing part-time for the first 2 years, but since the last year, October 24, 2017, I have been doing this full time. So I would like to actually sit down at a quieter place and then probably look at what all I have done in this year. Am I happy with it? What else do I have to do for the next year so that I can take my company forward? I am actually looking forward to that exercise. As a parting tip, I would also like you to think about your life goals for a second, because this is the end of the year, the time for reminiscing, not just celebrations, right? So in between celebrations, please take out some time, please reminisce, please think about where your life is going. Do you like the way that it is going, or do you have to change your directions? Because you would have to consciously take the decision and work on it, right? So I think that's enough gyan for today. I'm not the kind of person who likes too much of gyan as well. So I will be signing off now. See you in a bit. Probably I'll record one more podcast this week. I'm not sure, but if I do record, I'll talk probably about my reminiscing and you can tell me about yours. So see you until then, and thank you so much for staying and listening to my podcast. This is Sirisha Varma signing off. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.